What's up, folks? Welcome and good morning. I know I've been gone for about a week. I've had a lot of stuff in my life happening right now, a lot of personal issues regarding my father. So prayers, please, all prayers accepted. You know, I love when the doctors get like this blank stare, like a deer in headlights when you bring up anything about this. They just look at you like you're crazy. Like, what semester was that? I missed that whole semester in college. It's unbelievable what we're dealing with. Zombified. Completely zombified. And that's where we're at. Folks, did I not say it was going to escalate? Earthquake hits Taiwan. Earthquake hits New York. A CIA warning that Israel could be attacked within the next 48 hours, less now, probably 24 hours, by Iran. So Iran's going to throw their hat into the ring. Things are going to get crazy. And, yeah, I think those steak dinners that I bet cash, and I think I bet George, actually, I think George was on my side on this. We're not going into November, okay? That's not happening here. Folks, you can Venmo me, D-Rod1977, D-Rod1977. When the lights go out on Amazon, leave an honest review. Obviously, any little bit helps. Any little bit helps. My mama's book, The Mexican Mix, right here. You know, both of them right now are in a really serious predicament. And I'm doing my best. Man, a lot is, I'm just taking chingazos left and right now, folks. It's been really tough for me. So I still get up here and I do my morning show, though. Folks, more than ever, you need your gold. You need your noble gold. Has investing. Oh, boy. Let me slow this down for a second. Has investing got you stressed? Too complicated? Don't leave your money in the bank losing value. Get it working. Invest in precious metals with Noble Gold Investments, folks. It's simple. It's real and always there for you. Real through history's toughest times. And we're going into some very tough times. Believe me. Oh, David, just be more positive. You got to be more positive, David. No, I'm realistic. And gold investments make it easy. If you're after an IRA and you qualify, you'll even get a free quarter-ounce gold standard coin. Keep it simple. You can't go wrong with precious metals. Thank you for the super chat. Visit noblegoldinvestments.com, noblegoldinvestments.com now. Get started on some gold. That's all I'm doing. That's all I'm doing right now. We are going into a shitstorm, but you guys want me just to be fluffy. I know I'm trying to be as fluffy as possible for YouTube, but you know what, folks? Sometimes you just got to cut through the shit, and you got to tell it the way it is. I try to tell it the way it is to these doctors, and they look at me like I'm nuts, and I look at them like they're fucking stupid. Like, wow, you know? Like a deer in headlights, man. They just don't know anything about that. What are you talking about, huh? What? Are you conspiracy? Yeah. Yep. It's the same thing as when you bring up 2020 to a Democrat or J6. They look at you like, huh? Like they're completely removed, disconnected. I look at them like dinosaurs. I just look at them like dinosaurs, like a pterodactyl or a triceratops walking around. I'm like, man, you're still here? You're still here? Wow. Well, any day now you won't be. Spotify, Nino's Corner. Telegram, Nino's Corner. Getter, Nino's Corner. Rumble, Nino's Corner. True Social, David Rodriguez. Boxer, Instagram, Nino's Truth, or David Nino Rodriguez Boxer. X is Nino Boxer. PatriotWare.com. Big look, folks. I got Soul Sons of Trump. 2024 and the Black Sheep Family hat. I sport all my gear. This is a new one. I love this design. So thank you, Colleen Welsh. Nino's Corner.tv is fire. 107 is up there right now. He says an election nuke is coming. I don't know. I just asked the questions. So he's up there right now. I got Mike King coming up. Jason Brashear is talking about the simulation. Do we live in a simulation? I'm going to be talking to him today about that. So that's going to be pretty damn interesting. He thinks this eclipse is going to set off a chain of events, as I do. I don't know about that day per se, but I know it's a marker. I know it's absolutely a marker. So we'll see where that goes. Susan Bradford, Michael Flynn Jr. is coming on. Ismael Perez, Jason Shurka. Scott Bennett is up there right now. It's your one-stop shop for everything war in the deep state, and you're going to need it this year. Nino's Corner.tv, folks, I'm very proud of it. I bring the heat. I bring the heat, folks. I got to say, Alex Collier, I just did an interview with Alex Collier and Laura Eisenhower. Wow. Phenomenal. That one's called The Soul War and the Traps Within. This is a must watch. It's a really in-depth conversation. I left changed. I felt like I learned a lot from this interview. This is going to be on Nino's Corner.tv. I think this is probably one of the most, you know, I haven't done Dark to Light with Laura in a long time. I love doing interviews with Laura. This one was epic. And Alex Collier really brought some perspective to what we're dealing with right now. And it was very sobering, very humbling. It was beautiful. That's going on Nino's Corner.tv, and it's worth watching. It's a little over an hour, and let me tell you, folks, it is absolutely worth watching. I learned a lot from it. So if you just get to Nino's Corner.tv and watch that, epic, man. So that's up. All right, folks, you might want to turn it down or turn it up, baby. I'm still lighting the fire. I don't give a shit. Okay, I may be dealing with a lot. I may be taking chingassos in the gut. I may be taking chingassos on the chin, but I keep moving forward. Keep punching, Apollo. Hey, yo, alrighty, here we go. Coming at you live for the apocalypse, folks. Yeah, let's go. I don't like when he yells. Too bad. Welcome to my show. Oh, boy. You know, I thought about it. I could sit up here with this suit and change my whole studio and wear a suit and brush my hair and look all handsome. For what? For what? I don't give a fuck. And you know what? It deserves to be read like this because we're all going crazy. So let's go crazy together. That's the way I see it. I could polish up. I can clean up. Believe me, when I clean up, second to none, baby. Second to none. When I clean up, second to none. I'm rough around the edges. I don't need to. I think you all need the unpolished version. I think you need truth. You need someone that won't sit here and bullshit you. It ain't me. I'm not going to bullshit you. I tell it the way it is. If I make a mistake, I clean it up. You know, the other day I jumped the gun and I put up a tweet. Or I don't even know what you call it anymore. An X post. Is that what it is? An X post. I put up an X post that Israel was getting shellacked. There's so much stuff coming out right now that sometimes, you know, you're thinking ahead of the ball so fast that sometimes you jump the gun. And I jumped the gun, so I had to retract that from Twitter or X because I jumped the gun. So I make mistakes, but if you bring it to my attention, I will clean it up. And that's all I can tell you. I'm not perfect. So just know that I will clean up whatever mistake I make. I will come back and correct it. I will do my best. Because this is a learning process for me. It's a learning process for me. I'm new to this. And the best thing I can be to you is transparent. Because you don't know who to trust. That's the way I see it. So Iran to attack Israel within 24 hours. Is this going to happen? 24 to 48 hours. National Guard to be deployed for the eclipse. Why? It's kind of weird. I've seen a lot of solar eclipses, and not once was the National Guard ever deployed. So it makes me think something's going to happen that they can blame on the solar eclipse. Thank you, Cindy Shipley. Thank you very much. Thank you so much for that. I appreciate you. Thank you. So it makes me think what's going to happen. And that's just a few short days away. It's just a few short days away. Could the world change forever? Man, like, we need more shit on the plate. You know, these people are psychos, and that's okay, because we could be psychos too. Okay? Oh, boy. So I'm sure you all know now, like, with all the things that are boiling over, that there is a nuclear scare on the horizon. That's where this is heading. It's going to get scary. You've heard Juanito talk about this many times. Attacking Israel, if this happens, will be like attacking America. That's how our Congress will look at it. That's how our politicians will look at it. And believe me, they're foaming at the mouth right now because they want your tax money. They want your money. They want your money. So right now they're foaming at the mouth, ready to start World War III. Who gave Iran all the money? Who gave money to Iran? Mr. O. You know who that is. Big Mike's. But as all this is happening, this scorched earth scenario, as all this is happening, remember, Mr. T is playing with all of them. He's playing with them because he knows he has the higher ground, and they don't know that yet. A lot of them don't. And I'm going to give you an example in a second of why they don't know. They don't know how serious this is. They don't understand how he's still smiling, how he's still walking around, how he's playing golf. He knows. It's like the trap is set. The trap is set. And I don't care who agrees with me or not. I have my own mind. I know what I'm looking at. It's strategy. Complete strategy. It's ballsy. It's fucking real ballsy. But it's strategy. He's baiting him in. He's playing possum. It's the rope-a-dope. I'm watching it in real time. The more... Okay. They know their fate, and it's game over for them unless they can accomplish a scorched earth agenda. They've got to accomplish this. As Trump continues to win here in America, the only move they have left is to escalate World War III and halt the you-know-what. Halt what's going to happen in November. You're going to come back to these videos, although I erase a lot of them on FluffTube. I do erase most of them. But you're going to realize everything I'm saying right now. Check it out. They're going scorched earth, and they got to get this started fast. Another thing I'm very concerned about are these earthquakes that seem just to be randomly. I mean, when you get an earthquake in El Paso, now a lot of people, I'm going to talk to Gene Decode about this as well. I just reached out to him. And that'll be on NinosCorner.tv. But when you get an earthquake in El Paso, New York, Taiwan just suffered a 7.6, is it? What was the magnitude of Taiwan? But anyway, regardless of that, the fact that these are happening, I guess you could blame the eclipse on it. I don't know. But I think there's something more to this. A lot more to this. And I also am starting to believe that this coming solar eclipse is some kind of marker for a reset of a system. Now, I don't know if anything's going to happen on that day. Let me be very clear. I don't know. None of us know. Nobody knows. This is all, you know, theoretical. We don't know. But I will say that it's very critical and important to them for whatever reason. This is a marker. This is some kind of marker. From what I can tell, it could turn out to be a big nothing burger. It could be a big Y2K nothing. Yeah, that could happen. In fact, I'm betting on that. I'm hedging my bet more to that. But the thing that raises my antennas is the fact that there's going to be National Guard deployed. And this has been looked at for decades, if not hundreds of years, maybe thousands of years, I don't know, as something that they've been fawning over. Thank you, Charlotte. As all this is happening, you got to look at certain signs, and something's going down, and something's going to happen with Israel and Iran. Kashkari, Minneapolis Fed goes to CNBC. No rate cuts. Gold tanks to 2,282 from 2,305 spot high. Gold shorts are being flushed more as rate cuts fade. Now come the rate hikes. The rate hikes are going to be coming. Believe me, gold should self-correct itself and move even higher. So they're expecting gold to go shoot up even higher. Folks, go to Noble Gold and get your gold. I don't know what you're waiting on. It's a phone call. It's a phone call or hit the link down below. Something big is about to happen in the Middle East, folks, and it's going to set off everything. Something big. As I've always said, more earthquakes to come. We know more earthquakes are coming. And what happens? And what are they going to blame it on? They're going to blame it on the weather. It's just so cute. It's too hot outside, and that causes earthquakes because people are polluting the planet. Don't you know that? Don't you understand that people are polluting this place, and it causes earthquakes? Every time you throw a plastic bottle into the sea, it causes an earthquake. Once the plastic bottles collect, that sends seismic energy down below to the plates, and it creates an earthquake. And if you drive an SUV, that can create an earthquake too. Believe me, I have no science to back it up, but just believe me. Neo, thank you. Cow farts, yeah. Cow farts cause earthquakes. Strong earthquake shakes Taiwan, damaging buildings and causing minor tsunami. A cow must have farted and sent a butterfly effect. A powerful earthquake shook the entire island of Taiwan. Taiwan on Wednesday morning local time, causing buildings to collapse in a southern city and generating a minor tsunami that reached the southern Japanese islands. Now, last time I saw, water was being sucked out. I don't know if a tsunami hit. You might have to break the news here on my chat. But last time I checked, there was no tsunami. So that could change any moment, even while I'm on the program. But the quake with a magnitude ranging from 7.2, according to Taiwan's Earthquake Monitoring Agency, to a 7.4, as reported by the U.S. Geological Survey, struck at 7:58 a.m. local time. It struck about 11 miles south-southwest of at a depth of approximately 21 miles. In a five-story building sustained heavy damage when its first floor collapsing and the rest of the structure leaning at a 45-degree angle. Wow. Now, we all know that hit Taiwan. Another one hit New York. There was a smaller one. I'm going to try to get the depth of that one because I know Gene Deco likes to say that it could be the tunnels and underground stuff, but we'll see. I don't know. It all seems a little fantastical for me, but whatever you want to believe, I guess. I'm going to have him back on. I'm going to try to. Have you guys ever slept at a hospital because you don't sleep? I mean, they come in every 20, 30 minutes, and I wonder to myself, is this necessary? Do you have to come in and take blood? Do you have to come in and do a test? I mean, at 2 in the morning, I don't know. Do you have to be rude and turn on the lights and barge in? I don't know. I don't buy it. I'm just saying. I think you're just racking up the bill. I think you're racking up the bill. That's what I think you're doing. Everything's a scam. Everything. Susan Huber, thank you. Officials along the path of the eclipse quietly declaring states of emergency. They have two good reasons for doing it, and we have good reasons for not trusting them. Sometimes two seemingly contradictory statements each contain essential truths. Last week, Republican Governor Eric Holcomb of Indiana signed Executive Order 24-05, a statewide disaster emergency declaration in advance of Monday's expected total solar eclipse. Why? Why do you need, what do you know that we don't know? Parts of Indiana lay in the eclipse's path of totality. Look how they say totality. Path of totality. Ah! Get scared. For that reason, Holcomb predicted several hundred thousand visitors to the state. So why? You know, if there's one thing I really find annoying, and I will give it this, are American tourists. I just drove over the Hoover Dam the other day, and you see all the fat white people walking around, licking ice cream cones, staring into the abyss. It's like, what are you doing? Go home! I can see why they want to take us out. I'm just saying, wearing their cheap ass flea market. I don't even know. They get it at a gift shop. I guess they buy all their shit at the gift shop. Socks and sandals. They got to wear their sandals, but they got to make sure they have the socks on with it. What the fuck? I'm just saying. I saw a lot of these people at the Hoover Dam. They were all snapping. And I saw a lot of Chinese, too. The Chinese like to come to America so they can see why and how to take it down. They were all over the place, just taking pictures all over the place. Smiling. They even asked me, oh, my God, it's Godzilla. Godzilla, will you take a picture with us, please? We don't ever see people as tall as you, Godzilla. Fortunately, according to WLS, Indiana's membership in the Emergency Management Assistance Compact allows it to call on other member states for resources. Now, I'm sitting my ass home on this day. I'm not going to do anything. I don't know what's going to happen. I think it's safe we all sit this one out. I'm not flying in any planes. Just saying. That's just me. This hat seems crooked. By the way, you can get this hat, Black Sheep Family, at PatriotWear. PatriotWear.com. Officials in the Hoosier State and elsewhere have begun preparations for a once-in-a-lifetime event. I've seen, I don't know, a handful of solar eclipses. I don't even care to watch this one. So how is this a once-in-a-lifetime event? That's official news of state and elsewhere. Declaring a state of emergency in anticipation of heavy traffic and even cellular service disruptions. So are they saying that people are going to cross America to just sit outside, put on some goggles, and watch this thing? That's the state of emergency, is because so many people are going to flock to certain areas and it could cause cellular outages? I don't know. I don't know if I buy that. Do you all buy that? Because I don't. I don't buy it, but that's the reason they're giving. Guard units may assist with solar eclipse tourists facing dark times. Okay. You got to remember, I pull out these articles because I got to see what they're feeding you. I don't buy any of it. I was that kid in school that didn't buy any of it. I was not a very good student. If I wanted to study for a test, I usually passed it with like 100. I never wanted to. I saw through the bullshit at a very young age. I remember when I even went to Catholic school, and I remember they said, go see the priest and tell him your sins and go to your confession. And I sat in the confession booth and I said, tell me your sins first, Father. Because I know I have a feeling you got more than me. I'm only in third grade. That really happened. And guess what? I got expelled. I don't understand. I just saw through the bullshit at a very young age. Oh. I tell Jesus my sins. I don't feel like another person needs to hear them. And then judge me. Go say 20 Our Fathers and 15 Hail Marys, and you'll be cleansed. The influx of visitors has the potential to overtax local resources, and thanks to the training and experience our guardsmen have working alongside local agencies all across Oklahoma, the unit is uniquely qualified to support our fellow Oklahomans. Oh, boy. Said in a statement, similarly, a spokesman from the Illinois National Guard told Military Times, their force was coordinating with state emergency management officials to prepare for expected crowds and traffic, forecasting a small footprint from their fifth civil support team. So what about football games? What about stadiums that have hundreds of thousands of people congregating in one little condensed area? I don't know. I still get cell phone service. Sometimes my cell phone service is bad, but they don't have the National Guard there, do they? They don't have them at the stadiums because we can't get cellular reception. I don't get this. I think it's all garbage. Something's going on, and we all need to pay attention to this because it's not adding up. All I'm doing here is giving you the material, giving you the information that doesn't add up. It doesn't add up. Why do you need anybody? Why do you need National Guard? We don't have them at football stadiums, and there's hundreds of thousands of people there. Even outside the stadium. So think about this for a second. Let's just think about this for a second. What about festivals where tons of people are congregating for a concert? You go to ACL, my cell phone, you don't have National Guardsmen there. That little condensed area of people right there, I don't see any National Guards protecting your cell phones. We got to make sure everyone has service. It can cause hysteria. Doesn't make sense. None of this makes any sense. The Iranian Foreign Ministry has reportedly delivered an important message to the United States through the Swiss embassy regarding that they claim to be their role in the illegal Israeli attack today on the Iranian embassy in the Syrian capital of Damascus. It is reported that Iran is reportedly getting ready to go after Israel. That's the way I have to say it. Three-letter agency warns, you know which one it is, starts with a C, warns Iran will attack Israel within 48 hours as revenge for a consulate strike. Now, you know who's really attacking who. You know who, if you're on Nino's Corner, not TV, you know damn well what's going on here. And if you don't, you better get over there. Cancel your big... I don't know why anyone watches Fox. I had to watch it with my father last night in the hospital, and I was just watching all this. I'm like, none of this is relevant at all. It's all just this person's opinion and that person's opinion. They're fighting with each other, just causing hysteria. No news. I like Jesse Waters. I was on his show a couple times, but that's the one guy, just because he's nice to me, I guess. But in reality, when I watch, I don't watch Fox. I don't. So whatever. But my dad does, which probably explains why he went and did this. Okay. The three-letter agency has warned Israel that Iran will attack the country in the next 48 hours. It has been reported. Israel killed two Iranian military commanders with a strike on Tehran's consulate in the Syrian capital, Damascus, this week. Iran vowed that it would take revenge for the attack, and now foreign media is reporting that U.S. intelligence is fearful of an attack on Israel. And remember, if they hit Israel, they're hitting us. That's the way it's going to be looked at. Tehran is said to be planning a combined attack with Iran with a rain. So they're going to rain it down. Rain of drones and missiles fired from its bases at strategic locations inside Israel, according to Ahmad Handayan. This comes after U.S. officials raised fears that the Israel strike could lead to a wider war in the Middle East, and it will. I appreciate anyone giving to me in the super chat. Thank you very much. I really appreciate it. If you really appreciate my time, it means a lot to me. Iran runs war drills in support of Palestinian intifada. Okay, Iran and its military forces in Yemen, Syria, Iraq, and Lebanon held a series of joint war drills on Thursday aimed at supporting Palestinian intifada. And sending a warning signal to Israel in the wake of a major strike this week on Tehran's consulate in Damascus. Why do they have to send warnings? Like, why don't they just do it? It'd be like me going up to somebody and going, I'm going to punch you in the face in about 48 hours. So prepare. Makes no sense. Is it the element surprise still there? Why is everyone warning each other? I don't understand this. Hey, in about 2 days, you know, you pissed us off. But yeah, I would say in about 2 days, we're going to come after you. So get ready. Get ready. All right? I'll see you soon. Makes no sense. None of this makes any sense to me. And I know it doesn't make any sense to you. A more than 3,000-ship convoy composed of Iran's volunteer Basij forces is being led by Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps throughout the Persian Gulf and the Sea of Oman, according to Tehran state-controlled media. The ships are said to be operating in support of the Palestinian Intifada. I guess it's Intifada, folks. I don't know. The war force will conduct naval drills simultaneously in four other countries in the region, including Iraq, Syria, Yemen, and Lebanon, to mark the occasion of the International Quds Day. I don't even know what that is. Okay. International Quds Day. A pro-Palestinian annual event that advocates Israel's destruction. Isn't it funny how we're paying for all of this? You go to work every day, you cut your IRS check, go straight to this shit. It's time we wake up. It's time we wake up. That's what this program's all about. I may not make sense sometimes. I may be a jackass sometimes. But that's my method in waking you up. Because you're all sleepwalking. Maybe not my audience. Maybe I have a few that come on here that's never seen this show before and they go, damn, this guy's kind of crazy, but yeah, I kind of like it. You know, he gets his point across. There's a reason for that. There's a reason why I bring all the bells and whistles. Because we are now in the danger zone, folks. Okay, we are now where, our kids, our future generations are in jeopardy. I mean, stop caring about yourself. Now it's about them. And I think, in my opinion, Generation Z is a completely captured generation. I don't even see how they could do anything, okay? Thank you for the super chat. And the Venmo too, D-Rod1977. Israel urgently evacuates embassies as diplomats fear Iranian revenge strikes. Here we go. Israel has put in its embassies worldwide on red alert amid fears of a pending Iranian attack, according to local media. Israel has put all of its embassies around the world on high alert and warned officials to avoid going out in public as they fear Iranian retaliation. How many of you feel like maybe this kicks off around the eclipse? I mean, we're close. It seems to me like, I don't know, maybe the day of, while everyone's busy looking up at the sun. Some of you, I've said this before, those of you that were wearing face diapers during the 2020, that's not how you protect yourself from the disease. What you have to do is wear binoculars and look at the eclipse, but make sure you wear binoculars, okay? And stare at it for longer than 10 minutes. Just stare, try not to blink, keep looking at it with binoculars to intensify it, and we'll talk later. Okay, tell me how that works for you. Oh, boy. So he added that they have been cautioned to avoid public events as concerned over the Iranian strike on any one of the embassies grows. A number of missions in several countries were evacuated after a situation assessment by the Shin Bet and the Ministry of Foreign Affairs. The reporter added, some of the Israel representatives abroad were moved to alternative locations and were also asked not to attend public events at this time. I'm even saying that here. I'm actually on board with that here. Like, I don't feel like it's smart right now to go out and go to any music festivals or what. I just think why risk it? It's just kind of this year at least. Like, maybe sit this one out. I don't know. Then I have people telling me like, oh, dude, you're bowing down to fear, man. Yeah, until you're running for your life and bullets are flying everywhere. I don't know. Just my opinion. Tel Aviv GPS scrambled as Israel awaits Iran's revenge. So Israel scrambled navigational signals over the Tel Aviv metropolitan area on Thursday as the country prepared for a potential Iranian attack on the economic center. Traffic was delayed, food delivery disrupted, and transportation applications showed Tel Aviv's residents to be in Beirut, Lebanon. The measures were taken by Israeli officials to disrupt GPS-navigated drones or missiles that Iran or its proxies might fire at the country. That was weird. My door just closed on its own. Maybe that was Axel. Maybe Axel's letting me know he's here. Sometimes I wonder about that. Chinese weapons found in Gaza, report claims the war between Israel and Hamas has revealed extensive Chinese support for Hamas and other Palestinian militant groups that the U.S. and Israel consider terrorist organizations, according to strategic analysis. Gumrantes, I don't know how to say his name. Mr. Lalari, in a report published by the Jewish Policy Center, said that the Israel Defense Forces uncovered large caches of Chinese-made weapons, intelligence gathering gear, and other military supplies during raids in Gaza. Doesn't surprise me. I don't think it should surprise you either. And that doesn't surprise me. Revealed, so this one's kind of tricky to say. Chinese scientists, all right, so they're saying the U.S. is collaborating, but I can't go into this on here. Oh, man. This is an important article. I'll talk about it on Nino's Corner. I'll talk about this one on ninoscorner.tv. It's important. I can't say it on here. I don't even know why I put it in my report. Special counsel Jack Smith could soon seek to have the judge presiding over the case of former President Donald Trump's alleged mishandling of classified documents recused. Prosecutors and defense attorneys warn press to breaking point over arguments his office said could taint a trial irrevocably. Smith faulted Judge Eileen Cannon. Is it Eileen? Eileen Cannon in a scathing rebuke for seeming to taking at face value Trump's fundamentally flawed claim around a president's official and personal records when she asked both sides to put forth two competing versions of instructions for jurors in the case and said her request would distort the trial. Smith indicated in that filing that if Cannon ruled against federal prosecutors, this could be a trigger for an appeal to the 11th Circuit that could remove her from the case. They're trying so hard. They're trying so hard, folks. And let me tell you, not going to work. Nothing they do is going to work. I'm telling you that, Ryan, because I know what I'm looking at. And he's too happy. He's too confident. He knows. He knows. It's not going to work. Who has the higher ground? He does. And I, you know what? I'm believing it more and more with the more shit that I'm seeing. I got to tell you. The more stuff that I'm seeing, no doubt. Breaking update, folks. Breaking update. Almost $14 million from Schiff campaign paid to hush money judge's daughter's firm. From 2022 through today, the Schiff campaign has disbursed 89 payments to authentic campaigns, totaling a whopping of $13,942,183. Oh, wow. The number right now is 4444. Yo! New federal contract allows transport of illegal alien children into America. You know what this is called, right? This is called trafficking. So the U.S. government agreed to contract in February that would agree to a contract in February that would allow unaccompanied children, immigrant children, to be transported from Office of Refugee Resettlement Shelters to sponsors in America, but leaves out necessary components regarding the children's welfare. So it's almost like if we can't have abortion, then we need to legalize the transport of our supply, of our energy supply, if you know what I'm talking about. A lot of you know what I'm talking about here. Okay, I got a pretty smart audience. An article from the Center of Immigration Studies detailed the contract and stated that over the course of 12 months, $404 million of taxpayers' money would fund this deal. Your taxpayers' money is going to be funding this. According to the CIS resident fellow in law policy, Andrew Arthur, this contract fails to provide through thorough instructions on how the sponsors taking the children would be correctly identified or how the escorts could assess the safety of the situation the children are placed in. Who cares? Just get them over here. We need them. We have to have them for our supply. We're running low. You all know what I'm talking about. One crazy article after another. Trump tests gag order by sharing articles of judge's family on judge's family. I see. You're telling me this is a guy that's scared? Are you telling me this guy's worried? Honestly, let's really look at it. Just listen to this article and tell me, is this guy even concerned? Former President Donald Trump shared articles critical of Judge Juan Merchan and his family on Wednesday, appearing to test the bounds of the gag order placed on Trump in his New York hush money case. I mean, this sounds like me, like when I wanted to get expelled in school and I would do something really bad in class and then go to the principal's office and be like, you know what, sir? Yeah, what, David? What are you going to do now? And this, am I expelled yet? Yes, you are. Thank you. Don't let the door hit you in the ass. It just seems to me like he's doing everything in his power to really push the envelope, to really push their buttons. Marchand expanded the gag order money to prevent Trump from discussing his family, but after the former president made comments critical to Marchand's daughter, Lauren, Trump was already barred from speaking about court employees and witnesses in the case. Who does this? Nobody does. Do you see what I'm looking at here? Unless he's absolutely crazy, which could be real. He may be crazy. I don't think so. But unless he's absolutely insane, you don't do this when your life depends on it. Your family, your fortune, you don't do this. You don't push the envelope like this, folks. You get what I'm saying? It is the third such gag order Trump has faced in his mounting legal battles. Trump shared three articles from conservative news sites Wednesday in a string of True Social posts that including similar attacks on Merchant's family, accusing the judge of political bias against the former president. I mean, this is something a madman would do, or someone that has, that already knows they want, and they're doing whatever they want to do. Do you get what I'm saying? This doesn't make sense. Do you guys get it? At least give me a thumbs up. You understand what I'm saying? Because this, to me, sounds like a very confident person. Very confident. You don't do this. Not a guy of this intelligence and what he has everything to lose, folks. He has everything to lose, and he's just saying, kiss my ass. I've never seen this before in my life. Nobody does this. Think about that just for a second. Nobody plays with fire like this that has everything to lose. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you both. It's going pretty quick. Yeah, I just talked about that. The Nino, did you hear about the 4.8 earthquake? Yep. Georgia judge rejects Trump's bid to dismiss election interference charges on free speech grounds. Fulton County Superior Judge Scott McAfee found that vital constitutional protections cited by Trump and his COVID defendants do not reach the actions and statements alleged by the state. Like I said, I'm not worried about this. The only person that should be worried about what they're doing is that judge, okay? Because now he's probably on a shit list, and I would never want to be on that shit list. So you're on it now, judge. Sorry, but not sorry. You're a dick. Pennsylvania moving in more positive direction. So this is another article that they'll have you believe that Biden, the comeback kid, is beating Trump in all the polls. So the latest poll from Franklin and Marshall College shows a more optimistic Pennsylvania. A more optimistic Pennsylvania. That's how they word this. While offering mixed news for the presidential candidates and better news for the Republican candidate for the U.S. Senate. The good news for President Joe Biden comes in the form of a two-horse race against former President Donald Trump after landing within the margin of error against the 45th president in February. The 46th president has more than doubled the 4.0 margin of error in this survey with a 48 to 38% advantage. He's beating Trump. Do you, any of you, fucking believe this? Sure. Yeah. Okay. World War III. The economy's in shambles. We believe you. I want to say more, but I can't. Oh, I forgot to add this in here. Dozens of migrants expectedly flown to Martha's Vineyard can now sue the transport company. Federal judge rules. So a federal judge in Boston has ruled that nearly 50 migrants who were transported from Texas to Martha's Vineyard in 2022 in flights arranged by Florida Governor Ron DeSantis can move forward with a lawsuit against the company that dropped them off. The destination of flights was a surprise to both the migrants and residents of the Massachusetts island, according to the lawsuit. Three Venezuelan migrants and immigrant rights groups, Alianza Americas, filed the suit alleging DeSantis, members of his administration, and Vertical Systems Company, a Florida-based aviation transport company, misguided them. And transported them in what the rights group calls an uncivilized, fraudulent civil rights conspiracy targeting Latin immigrants. Do you see why I read the news the way I do? Do you see why I read it the way I do? And some of you say, oh, he's just too crazy. I can't stand to listen. How else do you want me to read the news? First of all, I never thought I'd be reading the news ever in my life. But if it's going to be read, I think this is the proper way to read it. I don't know. Gold shows unprecedented strength in record rally. Warning signs are flashing. Go to Noble Gold. That's all I can tell you. Colin Plume's a friend of mine. That's who I deal with. Noble Gold, Anthony Hummer, thank you. Oh, really? 10th Mountain Division doing 70 helo exercises this weekend in Pennsylvania. Good to know. Folks, and another thing, I don't think I'm better than anyone else. I've kind of dropped my ego with boxing. We all do this together, okay? We all do this together. So any of you that have important information and you put it on a super chat, you want it to be seen, whatever, or just regular, whatever, put it out there. Just make sure it falls within the guise of FluffTube. But yeah, I mean, we all do this together. I'm not alone in this. And I get a lot of shit for some of the guests I bring on. I don't care. Some of the guests that I bring on that you talk shit about are also, the most requested. So go figure that one out. Gold prices continue to defy a slump in markets as the precious metal pushed to a record high on Wednesday and what could be its seventh straight day of gains. While the rally has support, at least one analysis is raising the alarm bells after such a run. Here we go. Boeing wins $405 million to test nuclear missile systems in extreme environments in Utah. They tested the atomic bomb here at White Sands. I know that. I don't know why they just wouldn't do it again. So Boeing announced Tuesday that it was awarded an additional $405 million contract to continue extreme environmental testing. But wait a minute. Why are they punishing us? If they're giving Boeing $405 million to go fuck up the environment, but we have to pay taxes because it's too hot outside and you got to drive electric cars. How dare you? But Boeing gets to go test nuclear bombs in Utah. So they get to fuck up the environment and get paid for it. But we know you can't. You cannot even throw a plastic bottle on the beach. You cannot have cows. You cannot eat meat because they fart. They fart. Don't you know that? Do your part. But they get a $405 million deal to go out into Utah and experience with nuclear bombs. Fuck, I mean. It doesn't make sense. None of it makes sense, folks. Hello? Wake up. It doesn't make any sense. That's what this whole program's about. I'm just showing you the obvious. I'm going, look at this. And look at this. It doesn't add up. Okay? It doesn't add up. Let's talk about something that's very sincere and true to my heart, and that's about giants. This throws a monkey wrench in all of evolution, if you ask me. I'm just saying, they can sit there. Every time I was watching a Discovery Channel the other day in the hospital with my dad, and they're really pushing evolution. All of us have a common ancestor somewhere in the jungles of Africa. And I'm sitting there going, no, we don't. We don't. You can say that. You can go ahead until you're blue in the face and push that shit on anybody who wants to believe that we came from monkeys. Not me. You may have came from a monkey. I didn't. Okay. I was created by an intelligent design, by a creator. That's my belief. I think yours is stupid. Anyway, but they all believe that they're pushing on TV that there was a common ancestor in Africa, Lucy. And she just was a little monkey running around and whatever. Anyway, explain giants. Explain giants. I'll wait. Explain the elongated skulls in Peru. I'll wait. Where's your little evolution theory now? It doesn't add up, does it? Nah. Stunned archaeologists probe claims of giant skeletons in Nevada caves where they found a 15-inch sandal. That's like Shaquille O'Neal, bigger. That had been worn down as well as massive handprints across the walls. Giants. So if they were here and the Bible talks about this, I don't know. Maybe it points more to the Bible. Maybe that's where we should be looking. Remains of ancient humans in Nevada cave reportedly belong to giant people. Native Americans' oral history offers clues to a red-haired barbarian race of men. Have you all heard the story of the Kandahar giant? That supposedly really happened. I've talked to L.A. Marzulli about that. A 15-foot fucking giant just killed a whole unit of soldiers and ate them. So there's that. The invaders were supposedly... So Native Americans' oral history offers clues to a red-haired barbarian race of giants. These invaders were supposedly trapped in a cave where they were all killed off. Archaeologists are investigating claims about a long-lost group of giant humans who stood up to about 10 feet tall. But wait, I thought we started as monkeys and we were crawling around and swinging from vines. Do you ever think about, like, I don't know, human beings? Like, when I walk around outside and there's rocks or it's hot outside and I'm barefoot, I'm like, I have a hard time believing that I adapted to this world so well that I can't even walk around barefoot outside. Or if I get a little cut, I have to get it looked at. It's going to get infected and it'll kill me. And that our skin is so... Everything is just so fragile. It just doesn't make sense. And we're so heavy and large and we're slow compared to other animals. Wouldn't you think we would have developed some kind of speed if we evolved from this planet? Some kind of thickness in our skin? I don't know. Something if we evolved? I don't buy it. Anyway, supersized human skulls, 15-inch sandals, and massive handprints have been uncovered in excavations inside a cave in Lovelock, Nevada, since 1912, that have continued to spark the curiosity of scientists and the public for more than a century. This ain't the only place, by the way. The story about these giants of Lovelock Cave from Native Americans who told stories of a brutal tribe of pale-skinned, red-haired invaders who waged war on the local tribes before finally being trapped in a cave and exterminated. So supposedly, I don't know if you heard this story before, but supposedly the Indians figured out an ingenious way to trap these giants into the cave. Matt Sneed, thank you very much. Okay. Thank you very much. I appreciate you. Thank you. Adela, thank you. So supposedly they trapped these giants inside the cave and... made a fire around the cave, smoked out the cave, and burned them inside the cave. I don't know. So now they're saying that they're finding a lot of relics and artifacts in this cave that they're examining, and it's starting to come out. So I'm asking you if you believe in the Mason's theory of Darwin, if we came from monkeys. Just asking a question. Where do the giants fit in? Where do they fit in? I'm curious, because if we evolved like this, how are they up here? you can't. Take that to your professor. Oh, boy. Burglars steal $30 million in cash from a Los Angeles money storage facility, one of the city's largest cash heists. The FBI and Los Angeles Police Department are investigating one of the largest cash heists in the city's history after as much as $30 million was stolen from a San Fernando Valley money storage facility. A law enforcement source briefed on the investigation told CNN Thursday. The burglary happened on the night of Easter Sunday at an unnamed facility. Wow. In a suburban neighborhood in the San Fernando Valley where the cash from businesses across the region is handed and stored, the source said. The Los Angeles Times first reported the incident. Wow. The FBI, Los Angeles, told CNN Thursday they investigated the large theft in the San Fernando Valley and are working jointly with the LAPD. I mean, isn't there cameras around there? Isn't there cameras in the neighborhood? Is it that hard? I mean, I don't know. You're knocking on everyone's doors for what post they make on X, but you can't find burglars that steal $30 million in cash. And there's probably, I don't know, millions of cameras, hundreds of cameras all over the neighborhoods. just got to find the right car. Is it really that hard? I mean, these days, can you really get away with stealing $30 million in cash? I don't know. Let's get to what the fuck news, shall we? And a lot of you are going to get offended. A lot of you are going to be like, oh, why is that what the fuck news? That's great news. Are you serious? What does he have against women's basketball? Ticket price for women's NCAA Final Four skyrockets to more than $2,000. Is that one ticket that sold? Who bought this ticket? Because you couldn't pay me to go watch this shit. The popularity of women's college basketball has pushed the price of resale tickets to the NCAA Final Four tournament north of $2,000 this week. I watching women's basketball is like watching paint dry. I can't understand it. That's my opinion. It's almost as bad as watching women's boxing or watching women's UFC. Okay. And I'm the first to say it. I can't watch it. I walk out of the arena. I don't want to watch it. I can't stand to watch it. It makes me viscerally sick to even look at it. Okay. And it's not because I'm a hater or it's not because I'm like, I don't like women competing in sports. I just think it takes away from the femininity. So whatever. The college basketball tournament, one of the most wagered on sports events in the nation, is coming to a close this week in the women's bracket. Iowa will face the University of Connecticut on Friday, while later that day the University of South Carolina will take on North Carolina State University. The average price of a ticket sold to the NCAA women's semifinals was $2,323. While the average price for the men's was $1,001. I don't know. I just see this as like, that's how I see it. All right, folks. Yeah, I don't care. I really don't care. All right. I'm out. Thank you. See you on Monday. Is today Friday? Already Friday. I got to go check on my pops. Later, folks. Please like and share this video. It's the only way. It's the only way to get the word out. And I do my best. I do my best. Believe me, I do my best. All right, folks. And the new heavyweight champion of podcasting and the black sheep right here, baby. Black sheep of broadcasting. Sons of Trump 2024. Oh, yeah. I'm going to be wearing this on my Wildcat. Oh, gosh. I got to take that to the shop. All right, folks. I'm out of here.